There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Sling, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's Gil Alexander out of quarantine. I don't know what to do with myself. I want to, like, hug strangers this morning. Just kiss them all.
Would not recommend that.
No, don't do that. No. It's not good post-COVID
unless,
behavior.
Unless if you're Chris Andrews accidentally hugging Dez, our own Dez, and not realizing it was our Dez.
Christy was like, oh, this lovely girl, she knew our show. She gave me a hug. I gave her a hug. I was like, yeah, it's Dez. She works for us. Dez is lovely. We get tweets at Beanie the Book. This is from, this is from Will K. Thoughts on Cam Akers to score the first touchdown? Thinking Bengals will start the game defending the pass. I don't know. Worth a flyer? Worth a flyer? I'm not betting it, though, just being clear. Jack Larkin, would you take any of Cam Akers to win MVP at 35-1? No, that I would not do. Is there a number you would take it at if not? Much higher than that. We got a dose of these, man.
Can I just throw one thing out there,
please,
real quick, since this came through yesterday before we get to our guy Crack?
Yeah.
It sure seems like Darrell Henderson is going to play in this game.
Yes, he will.
So just tread carefully on any Ram running back props. That's all I'm going to say.
I agree. And you said off air, all these questions, we have a help desk now, don't we, Jeff? Where do we go for the help desk?
Yes. Go to VSiN.com VSiN.com/Super Bowl. See, yeah. Look at Ann and
Listen,
Matt getting on it right now. VSiN.com/Super Bowl.
I'm happy.
Submit your question there.
I am happy to answer all of your questions about whether I feel about these props, but we have an actual physical desk that a human being sits behind. Is that correct? Is that how this works?
I believe Adam Burke is stuck at that desk.
Burke is behind there, and occasionally he gets spelled. I think Dan Burke sits behind it after Adam Burke. I believe that's what happens here. And then we can answer all your questions, whether it's about hedging, whatever. There is that at VSiN.com/Super Bowl. I may have had all of that wrong, but I think that's how I imagine it in my head. Ladies and gentlemen, Unscripted with the Crack Man. Yes. Oh, yeah. Bill Krakenberger, everybody. At Bill Crackman with a K. The name of the podcast is Wise Cracks with John Orlando and Bill Krakenberger. Where you at, Billy?
Hey, what's up, buddy? Back east, yeah. Yesterday we had a great Wise Cracks episode. It just went on just now. It just came up on whenever you listen to your podcast. I know it's on YouTube also, but it's on WSN.com also. Came out. I started watching a little bit of the end because Marcus Allen called right in the middle of the show. We were trying to get him, and he called right in the middle. This guy, really amazing, calls in the middle of the show. He's bothering us. No, but Marcus came on, and, you know, here we have a Super Bowl legend, MVP, legendary guy. He came on the show for about 10 minutes. I had Johnny Avello on for about 25 minutes. He was in Phoenix for the golf tournament, which is a really big golf tournament. And he's heading to, or he's probably there now, heading to the Super Bowl, I guess. What's that called? Media Row? Press Row?
Radio Row, yeah. There. Media Row, yeah.
Radio Row.
Let me step in here. I have two things to say. One, Marcus Allen, responsible for one of the worst days of my childhood, maybe the worst day of my childhood, when he won that Super Bowl MVP with the Los Angeles Raiders, running roughshod against Washington, 38-9, the final score. So that's not fun. So apologies that I'm not going to listen to that episode, Bill, because it really brings back bad memories. Sorry.
And then, was Washington favorite that game? I think Washington was favorite that
game. Yeah, they were favorite.
They beat them early. Yeah. Okay.
Well, they beat them. That was a game at RFK. It was an unbelievable Washington comeback. They were down 35-20. They came back with 17 points late. Joe Washington was the big star. Washington wins at 37-35 in dramatic fashion. By the way, again, I can remember all of this stuff from like the early 80s, but ask me something from last week. I can't give you anything. And Washington at that point going into that Super Bowl, you ready for this, boys and girls? Had won 36 of 42 football games. Joe Jackson Gibbs and Washington had won 36-6 heading into that football game, and they got rolled. And the story goes, and I talked about it with Joe Theismann yesterday, I was alluding to it, that when Washington had 2 weeks to deal with it, again, they were super complacent. They had won all these football games. They lost their minds in Tampa Bay. Like Russ Grimm's coming in at all hours of the night. Like the Hogs are just out frolicking in Tampa Bay. As much as you can frolic in Tampa, by the way. And anyway, they got crushed 38-9.
Okay. Gil, what was those guys? Who were the guys on the team back then that were such that were 36-6, it sounds like, a 42 game? Theismann?
Yeah, Riggins was the big
John Riggins.
Yeah, the Riggins and the Hogs, right? The Hogs were so much. The Hogs were the most dominant offensive line, not only of that era, but maybe one of the most dominant offensive lines in NFL history. And they ran a one back offense. This was Gibbs' version. Like Gibbs had many different iterations, but this was his one back iteration where he invented the counter tray and using the H back in a certain way. It's just an innovative mind. And essentially they said to the defense, we got one guy behind us. We're about to give him the ball. Let you stop that. And no one could.
Right.
No one could.
Wow.
Until the Giants got Lawrence Taylor, you know, worked out to figure out how they could stop it. So they had to deal with him.
Sure.
Okay. So this is what you and I really wanted to talk about this week. And we'll talk about it beyond the commercial coming up, too. But it is this, you know, you and I have been in Vegas, you longer than me, for so many years. And when it came to Super Bowl props, it was always this big event at the Westgate. I used to say that it opened on Thursday. Rufus reminded me that sometimes it was a Tuesday before that. And this was the big thing, right? It was always a Vegas back, you know, pre-PASPA days. This was an event. And then other books in Vegas started getting in front of them. And now we have, obviously, legalized sports betting everywhere. And so right when those championship games end 2 weeks ago, basically the boilerplate props are already up. And you texted me and you're like, oh, this is a big development. Please explain what you meant to everybody.
Yeah, I texted you, I think, first thing. I was like, oh, God. I texted you like Monday. I said, we got to talk about this Thursday or whatever. And, of course, we didn't do last week's show. It's not fresh in my mind now, but I was pretty shocked that Sunday night after the championship games, the DraftKings and FanDuel's of the world came up with their props already. They had 100 props up that night. Next day, they had everything done in the morning. So My thinking, I had Jay Cornegay on my show last week, though, was that now these sports books have a guide to go by, the DraftKings and FanDuel's of the world. They can go by that. Now they have, usually they have that team meeting at the Westgate, all these guys, you know, sitting in the back room. And, you know, they're very, very sharp. I've said it before. For lack of a better words, one guy's Jeff. I forget the other guy's name, but he's like the genius. These guys are sports bettors too. They can make livings betting sports, these guys. So these guys have a team meeting with like four or five guys, sit around huddling, coming up with the lines. And
you're talking about Ed Sammons was the guy you
Ed
were thinking
Sammons.
Of?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, Ed. Oh, yeah, genius. So my thing was, now it's so different. I wish the props weren't up. Because, you know, maybe they get something to go by. And maybe here, here's an example, all right? Let's put up a guy, Cooper Kupp. We want the over-under was 102.5 when it came up at DraftKings and FanDuel. Well, maybe they have an opinion there at the Westgate, and they say, you know what? People are going to bet over here anyway. Let's put it up at 106.5. Now they see it at 102.5, and they said, well, you know what? If they're going to bet over 102.5, well, let's put up 104 or 103.5. They don't want to put something they're going to give the money back on a push. 103.5. So they had a little something to go by, but Jay told me no. So maybe I'm sure that's what happened Jay told me they're not looking at anyone else. They're putting up their own thing. So it just makes me think that it's tougher and tougher to get down. So if you get down to FanDuel and DraftKings, they're going to move or overmove the line. Not so much DraftKings, by the way, because I made some $3,000 prop bets with them and took them a whole day to move, literally 24 hours. So it just was on my mind. I was like, oh, this is going to be such a year to get down on props. Oh, my God. Because I know what happens here. I know everyone's going to have the same vanilla line or close to it. I was wrong, though, since we talked. I found some really unique bets and some very good opportunities. I'm probably down on about 20 bets, probably a good 5 or 6 that I really like, maybe 7 that I really like. And I'm sure I'll have, by kickoff, I'm sure I'll have a dozen or so I really, really like and try to kind of go, get as much down as I can. Very happy to report that the walk-up books here, I know some people have complained about limits on their apps and stuff. The walk-up books here, it's almost whatever you can bring. The Caesars brand books, the DraftKings book, the FanDuel book, walk-up, it's almost bring what you want.
Whatever you want.
3,000 a prop. 3,000 a prop was going right through. Even that the FanDuel, who sometimes – sometimes they're a little bit rougher than DraftKings to me, but FanDuel even they took 3,000 a prop at the counter, and they moved it right away though. They moved it instantly. So
let me ask you, Bill, though. When the game hits, because I've been with you when you've just on a standard Monday Night Football game where you have 40 different bets and you look over at me and you're like, I have no idea what I'm rooting for. So like when the Super Bowl starts, are you aware while the game's going on what you're even rooting for, or by that time have you forgotten?
A couple. I mean, I'll have literally pads and pads and pads of things that I won't even look at these. Like, I have actually my original pad was here. Yeah, I mean, I'll have literally pads and pads of.
It's got the old composition book out. Yes.
Oh, I'm not one of those guys to have spreadsheets and analytics, and I'm an old pad and pen guy. You know what I mean? Listen, you can understand me though. A lot of these guys with the analytics and I can't even understand what they're saying. It's like they're talking a different language.
Analytics, Bill. Who needs those, Bill? Analytics, my God. Sorry, wrong show. Would you be willing to share some of those prop bets with us after the break?
I will share them by the end of the show. Put it that way.
The end of the show. Okay, we'll take that, Bill. Thank you. Bill Krakenberger, Unscripted Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Do you have questions about betting the Super Bowl? Wondering about how to hedge? Maybe you're looking for unusual props or insights from one of our hosts? The VSiN Big Game Help Desk is here for you. Submit your questions at VSiN.com/Super Bowl, and it could be answered by our experts on air or on VSiN.com. We were picturing last night Dan Berg. We said Dan Berg, not Adam Berg. But we were picturing him with, like, multiple telephones speaking in an old-timey voice, taking questions about the Super Bowl. What do you got? Oh, sure, Hedgeway. Do that. Why? That kind of thing. Anyway, I think that's what it's about. VSiN.com/Super Bowl. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your daily curling moment with Jeff Parlay.
All right, Gil, thank you very much. Very quick, the women's tournament underway. Team USA with a 2-0 start. They beat the Russian athletes, again, the ROC, because we're not allowed to refer to them as Russia, but they're the Russian athletes.
Right.
Beat them 9-3. Flipped around, beat the Danes 7-5, so Team USA women 2-0. And then the defending gold medalists on the men's side, Team Schuster, they lose to the team they beat in the gold medal match in South Korea 4 years ago. Sweden gets revenge 7-4, so the Americans fall to 1-1.
Nothing,
that is your curling update for today.
Nothing excites Jeff more than curling.
A sport. What a sport.
You have curled in your day.
One time. Not as much as Ben Wilson, though.
Ben Wilson, who actually curled in high school, which I'm like, what country did you grow up in? He's like, Wisconsin. So apparently they offered curling in the nation of Wisconsin. Good for him. By the way, how's our monobob girl doing? Our 10-1 play.
Was fourth in her heat yesterday. And I was trying to figure
That's
out exactly what that... No, it looks like that the top 12 times advanced and she advanced.
So she just got in.
So I still trying to figure out exactly how the process of the monobob works.
Let's go, Mariama Jabanka. What's her last name?
It's something with a J.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
From Germany.
Sorry about that, guys. We didn't get the monobob thing detailed. Bill Krakenberger is here. Bill, you didn't bend any Olympics, did you, at all? Nothing?
No. No Olympics. I did watch some of the curling, though. I don't know why. It was just on TV. I wanted to see about it.
It's so funny how you just worded that. I watched some of the curling, but I don't know why. I was placing a bet the other day, and they had curling on the big screen at the sports book. And the guy, and I said to the guy, I was like, oh, you guys are into the curling? He goes, yeah, I can't stop watching it. It's like this mesmerizing, comforting thing for people. So
I still don't know. They were referring to the round thing as a rock. I still don't know. The goal to get, I mean, when we're kids, we're playing darts. I thought it was to get in the center, but maybe it's not. It's just to get in the outside ones. I don't know. Jeff,
if only I had the person expert that could answer that question for us. Parlay.
No, it's very much like darts, Bill. You want to get as close to the button, which is the equivalent of a bullseye in darts.
The button.
Yeah. And either you get the rock or the stone, whatever they're calling it on that day, is close. And whatever rock is closest gets the point. And if the same team has the closest amount of rocks, they just keep going until the next rock for the other team goes until you stop counting. It's kind of like shuffleboard as well.
There are the sweepers, and then what's the person pushing it called?
That's the thrower.
The thrower, Bill. The thrower. Everybody knows that. Sure.
I mean, Jeff, do they actually make a living doing this? Like, you can make a living?
No.
I'm not certain of that. I would lean on the side of no, though.
No, the Canadian duo that won the gold medal, like, the dude was a farmer. This is true. And, like, the girl was, like, off shift for whatever job she had.
I'm going to take your word for it, and it wouldn't shock me.
No, it's very true. He's a farmer by trade. He's like, I curl in my spare time. All right, so, Bill, by the end of the show, you're going to provide us with some of your prop bets.
Yeah.
Are we by the end of the show? Do you have one of those for us?
No, okay. Let's talk about Super Bowl ticket prices.
Please.
Someone sent me this text from this guy is from Manhattan Beach. He sent me, these Manhattan Beach guys. Oh, they all have a ton of money anyway. But so the Super Bowl tickets, literally parking. This article is about parking from KTLA in Los Angeles. People are selling spots in their driveways for $1,000 plus, some that are really close to the stadium up to $4,000 just for parking. Do they realize who's playing here? That Tampa's not in the game, Green Bay's not in the game, Kansas City's not in the game. I just don't get it. Like, or are we just in a society that has this kind of money? I mean, is this kind of money out there still? And people just, especially these kind of corporate events, and they just have that kind of money to throw around. I mean, I don't know. The minimum price on these tickets are $4,000 on somebody. I just thought it would be. I would say wait closer to game time, of course. But I know, like, the Venetian has a box out there normally. They're not getting it because it's $800,000 from $500,000 last year. $800,000. They just said, you know what? We're going to have our party here. We're not sending our guests out
there. Let's push this forward to Vegas. So Vegas is going to have the NFL draft. And this year, by the way, two months plus away. Like, it's just around the corner. And then, of course, we're going to have a Super Bowl here. But let's just start with the draft. So there are a limited number of hotel rooms. We have tons of hotel rooms, but let's face it, for something like the draft, it's limited, ultimately, for an event of that size. What do you think, Bill Krakenberger, I just want to use your full name, what do you think Bill Krakenberger could rent out his apartment for during the NFL draft weekend? And has Bill Krakenberger thought about this?
Never gave it really a thought. I actually own a couple of them, but I know what I charge for. I know what I get for rent, but I you're right. A weekend would be absolutely insane to, I would think that kind of weekend, probably, especially in one of the buildings like yours or mine. I would think probably that would command $3,000 for the weekend. I mean, I could, who knows? I mean, oh, you know, especially it? If, well, I mean, huh. You know, it's only 3 days, $1,000 a night, maybe more. I mean, it is, we do have both have good high rises way above the city. I'm up on the 31st floor.
Up pretty high. Yeah. For those who are planning to come for the draft, like, honestly, like, where do you think that event to me feels like? It could be bigger in terms of the people that descend on this town, bigger than anything we've ever experienced. Am I wrong about that?
I guess I gave it no thought, Gil. That 3,000 is now 5,000 at least. I'm not going for much. But you're probably right, though. It probably is. You know, we were building up to that pre-COVID, right? They were talking about having the Bellagio fountains, everything. Yeah.
Didn't pre-COVID, weren't the estimates like 500,000 people were going to be on the Strip? I'm not making this up.
I saw between 400,000 and 600,000. Yeah, it was something that was,
which is an insane amount of people.
Even on a high end, they wouldn't be shocked if it was 750,000. That was pre-COVID.
There's only like 350 million people who exist in this country, and some are kids, right? So, like, the notion that 500, let's just use 500, the 500,000 people would come here and descend on the Strip. I don't know if you've been on the Strip lately. Not that huge. You know what I mean? Like, and then they're going to bring it over from the Bellagio through the Strip over to Koval or whatever. It's going to be mayhem. Can I get maybe 6,000, 7,000 on your apartment? I mean, that's just it.
What's the dates?
It's at the very end of April. It's the 29th or the 28th and the 29th of April, I believe it is.
Thursday the 28th through Saturday the 30th.
Yeah. Dude, I'm already making restaurant reservations. I'm serious. That weekend is going to be...
That weekend's going to be absolutely crazy.
It's bigger than March Madness. It's bigger than Super Bowl. I mean, March Madness is going to be huge, too. And apparently, we believe the writing's on the wall. The masks are coming off. The weather will be much better. So, again, a month from now, this place will be glorious again. But I'm just,
I have a question for you guys live on air here. I just thought of it spontaneously. Maybe Jeff has the answer. Has the January numbers come out yet for New Jersey, Las Vegas, and Nevada? I don't know if the January numbers came out yet, but I was, after talking to John Avello, I see Jeff throwing his hands again, so probably not, I guess, right?
Okay. No.
After talking to John Avello yesterday, wow, New Jersey is really shocking people. After New York was open and took all the volume they did, New Jersey's still hanging tough, right up there, close number two. So,
well, here was the latest piece I saw, and this is a few days ago now. But New York blew past New Jersey in January to seize the market lead, taking over $1.6 billion worth of sports bets, according to figures released. This is 6 days ago by the New York State Gaming Commission. That's $300 million better than the best month that New Jersey has ever had since PASPA was ruled unconstitutional in 2018, in mid 2018. Think about that. So New York just blew by them, just shattered the record like in a second. Those numbers are only going to go up. The article continues to say WynnBET just began taking bets in New York on Friday. BallyBet has yet to begin operating in the state. And the new figures show that mobile sports betting brought in $1.62 billion in New York between its launch January 9th and the week ending January 30th. That's not even a full month. That's 3 weeks.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You know, really, it shows you the appetite and how it's instilled in our brains being New Yorkers, that people that are New Yorkers, and, you know, it's a rite of passage in New York.
Yes.
You know, it's like walking down to the candy store. And, you know, it's actually the first time in the history of New York, I tweeted this out a couple weeks ago, that you could bet sports and have a better than 50% chance of getting paid. New York, you know, the New York bookies. So It really is a big opportunity for New York people, and they're showing it. They're coming out in full droves. I can't wait to see the numbers for a full month.
And imagine during actual football season when there's 16 games a week, right, in November and December. It'll be ridiculous. After the break, we will repeat our biggest Super Bowl prop advice of the week, and it has a lot to do with the opening in New York and Louisiana, and Bill with some prop bets of his own. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
You know that VSiN is the best place to get all the betting insights for the big game, and there's still time to sign up to get our free big game betting guide. It's a digital guide that gives you trends, strategies, props to watch, and tips from all of our experts. Visit VSiN.com/Super Bowl to get your free guide and get ready for the biggest football betting action of the year. Super Bowl 56. VSiN.com/Super Bowl. I guess I'm supposed to say the big game and then Super Bowl in the URL. Anyway, I'll get it together. It's Gil Alexander, unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. How you doing, Billy? Can we quick talk?
Hey.
Yes, go ahead. I was going to say something about what we were talking about before. The notion, the best Super Bowl prop advice, for those who missed it, right, we can give you, hey, I'm betting this prop, and hey, I'm betting that prop, and I've done that several times already this week. All of our guests have. But the biggest macro prop advice, once again, to repeat it, because we've said it only a couple times this week, is this. If you are inclined to bet overs in some of these things, bet them now, right? You should have probably already bet them. If you are inclined to bet unders, generally speaking, wait as long as you can. Especially, not only do we know that the general public is the brain is wired, right, to bet overs. That's how our brains are wired, favorites and overs, overs in these props. But now, especially with the two new states, the two new behemoth states of New York, which we just went through the numbers, and Louisiana, which really by per capita might even have New York beat, quite frankly, you have this whole new generation of bettors, right? Generation is not even the right word. Multiple generations of bettors who have been waiting to bet this stuff legally. This is their first chance ever to bet a Super Bowl. This is the greatest moment of their lives from a betting perspective. They're all bet. I'm telling you right now, the percentage of these people betting unders on stuff is minuscule. They're all betting overs. So that advice has never been more appropriate than it is right at this moment in time. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with the books like the FanDuel's, DraftKings, and MGM, BetMGM's. I don't know if I would agree with Las Vegas for this particular Super Bowl. Now, I always talk about that. Overs early, over early, and then unders late. This Super Bowl is a little bit different because look just now. The William Hill Caesars brand just dropped the game to -3.5 this morning. So there's so much money on Cincinnati at some of these books. I mean, they're -175 money line. Let me be blunt. It's a scalp. You could scalp that line if you want. If you have the William Hill app, so this particular game, there's so much money coming on the dog. I don't know if I'm going to see the books like the Westgate and Circa and stuff moving their lines up, but I think you're absolutely right. In volume, they have no choice. The DraftKings is available everywhere. Everyone's betting overs on everything, especially the big names. Cooper Kupp, oh, God. If you didn't get that over early at 102.5, -110, you're not going to get – there's places at 107.5.
107, I see, yeah.
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. I see some numbers that your guys put up here. Where are those numbers from? Because I can't. Oh, is it odds via BetMGM? I can see it in the top corner.
Proud sponsors of this show. Yes, BetMGM.
Wow. That's one of the props I was going to give out.
Which one?
It's up there.
Which one?
It's like you guys know. I'm going to actually agree, by the way. Frank B was on one of the shows. Someone sent me his stuff. Absolutely, I agree. Joe Burrow rushing yards under 11.5. Boy, let me be blunt, too. I can find even better odds on that. Here in New Jersey, they have a match offer. They don't even advertise it. Westgate has $1,000 cash they put in your account. You send $1,000 in, they match it, you have $2,000. I mean, it's unbelievable. But they have the best odds that I've seen under 11.5. I think it's -110, or it was. So 11.5 under 110. I know stations out there had under 11.5 for a while, plus money. Of course, someone like me goes in and they call Metro police department. But anyway, there is always a little chance to get somebody. Burrow under 11.5. I like that. Very good prop. It's right there in front of you guys. I think this game is going to be played in the air from Cincinnati. Some of the sharp guys I know, I'm agreeing with them. I think it's going to be Cincinnati's going to be throwing the ball a lot. I actually don't like playing overs on yardage and stuff. I think I one time this year I had over on a quarterback yards, but I'm going to look at that. Look into that again. I think he'll be throwing the ball here, and I think we'll have a lot of opportunities here to bet some things against Burrow. Or even on Burrow. I haven't really got too deep into the Burrow thing. I did, like I said, I did bet the under rush yards. I actually found under here at one of the spots, I found under 12.5 yards, but 11.5 is the number I was looking for. So that may be a good bet for Burrow. I agree with Frank. I agree with the guys. It's going to start out probably a little slower, but then again, maybe you never know. I mean, look at some of these Super Bowls in the past that we expected offensive crazy games. And there wasn't a touchdown. When we filmed action, there wasn't a touchdown scored till the fourth quarter of that game. So
that was the 17-3 game. Yeah.
Yeah. And that 13-3.
Pardon me. Yeah. 13-3. Patriots beating the Rams. Lowest scoring Super Bowl in history. That one.
Yeah. You notice that three that the Rams had. A couple of our friends here had the 3 points to be scored. I know a kid,
and then the Rams miss a field goal in the closing minutes of that game too.
Minutes. Yes, middle six figures, $500,000 riding on that kick for someone. Pretty interesting. Anyway, I haven't seen these type of things. See, once you go public with this kind of stuff, Gil, I think sometimes. A lot of times it hurts. I know someone texted me last night, a very sharp guy texted me and said, you know, why are they talking about the national anthem? I can't believe this is the reason why you can't bet on it anymore. He's probably right. Last year was probably too many people talking about the national anthem, or the year before. And these sports books, of course, they realize there's, you know, people in the stadiums and stuff, and something leaks out. And I know me, I had the first opening song of many, many Super Bowls, but back when they were available to bet. I mean, I had a place that was taking $500 and you could bet it over and over and over. And I had that song by Coldplay, Yellow, when the first song came out, acapella Yellow. And it was a nice five-figure payday. It started at 7.5-1.
That was the one.
Went down to like 2-1.
Coldplay was the first one I didn't get. I had them all through the years before that, I think. This year, I would imagine California Love will either be the first or the last song that they have this year with Dre, I would imagine.
I'll give you the first one, but I'll give it to you off air. It's not that one.
Okay. No, I said first or last. I don't know if it's first or last.
Yeah, oh, okay.
So it's last, is what you're saying. So you're saying you know the first. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Does it?
But doesn't really matter. No one's booking it. A couple offshore sites, which I don't even have.
Yeah.
You know, but I know if I say it, these guys are going to, come after me with their pencils and erasers. And
well,
you know,
I talked about the anthem earlier this week. And again, these are things that people bet on. Let's be real. And I said this, Mickey Guyton, who was singing the national anthem, who I was unfamiliar with, by the way, the only evidence of her singing one on YouTube, she sang it in a brisk, and I mean brisk, 85 seconds. And I said on air, I said, there's no way that won't be longer before the Super Bowl. She did it with orchestration, whatever this one that I was watching on YouTube. And it's gone from 95 seconds now, which I felt was a serious over. But it is, someone blew it out of the water yesterday. It's now past 100 seconds, and I don't think you can bet that anymore. But this is stuff we talk about. We talked about no touchback on the opening kickoff, and we said plus 135, you got to pound it. We gave a whole dissertation as to why. It has to do with Pat McAfee, 26 of the last 28, opening kickoffs in the Super Bowl, and there's a reason for this. Have not gone into the end zone. They have not been touchbacks. or they've been taken out. So 26 of the last 28 have not resulted in a touchback. It is now a coin flip at William Hill. It is now minus 110 apiece. There's no question the more we talk about stuff, at least if the reasoning is cogent, right? If the reasoning is sound, yeah, to the extent that we have something to do with it, we don't want to overstate it, right? Like we're not the only ones talking about it. But yeah, that stuff does matter. So I understand why your guy gets a little miffed about stuff like that. It doesn't take that much to move these, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if FanDuel and DraftKings of the world had these up, I guess I wouldn't even be whispering them. But you're right. I mean, it happens sometimes. And, you know, I am bad at that. My job in life, I and my parents, my father's child especially, my father being an American history major, he was a teacher at heart, soul. And I like to share things. I like to help people. And I'm not looking for no pat on the back. I just like to help people, especially beat the bookmaker, because I know most people lose. So I want to help them with little nuggets of information and wisdom. So once in a while, I screw things out. So.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, some of us are wired that way, right? That's why we're here.
Yeah.
More of Bill's actual props that he has bet. He promised he will.
I did.
He will deliver after the break right here on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You could trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Go for a huge score during the big game with BetMGM. Simply download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on pro football's final game. If either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets regardless of your wager's outcome. Just use code SB200 when you make your first bet. You'll also earn BetMGM rewards points that you can redeem for room nights and dining at MGM resorts nationwide. Only at BetMGM. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. New customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly, and if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Mississippi or Nevada. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have waited all morning for that big NBA trade. Ladies and gentlemen, we have that NBA trade. Jeff, what is it?
Well, actually, this trade is a lot bigger than I thought off the air. It's apparently a four-team deal involving the Kings, the Bucks, the Pistons, and the Clippers. What I can piece together right now, Bagley goes from Sacramento to Detroit. DiVincenzo goes from Milwaukee to Sacramento. Ibaka goes from the Clippers to the Bucks.
Oh.
So that's all I can piece together right now. Both Woj and Shams right now have the parts of this trade out. So still in construction here.
Still in construction. Not to the trade or trades we were thinking about, but a trade nonetheless. A web of a trade, apparently. Ibaka to the Bucks. Interesting. For a Bucks team that we, as NBA champions, wouldn't you say we've kind of not talked about them at all this year? And they still lurk?
Still there. They're still there.
Anyway, Russell Westbrook still a Laker currently. James Harden still a Brooklyn Net. Ben Simmons still a Philadelphia 76er with just over 3 hours left. People don't realize that. It's 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. That's the trade deadline. So it's really, really a short little runway here till that actual moment. Bill Krakenberger is here at Bill Krakman with the K, Unscripted with the Krakman. The name of the podcast is Wisecracks with Bill Krakenberger. All right, Bill, what else have you bet here Super Bowl prop-wise?
All right, a couple things, too, I want to talk about. That national anthem, again, go back into that and get some of the bugs upset. Listen, you know, I had that one year, Christina Aguilera, when she sang the national anthem. I think I won by 13 or 11 seconds, and they have to sing every exact word. So that she didn't that year, even though I won by 11 seconds, she did not, and I missed that.
Yeah, she doubled up.
They refunded the money.
Yeah,
doubled up at the end. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why it's not really safe to bet a lot of that stuff anyway. These sports books, especially this year, they're not the brick and mortar that are governed by the gaming commissions. They can really do anything they want a lot of times, the far off places place. Gil, you talked about something earlier. And I'm going to show you the BetMGM line, which was literally 3 days ago. The touchback, will the outcome of the opening kickoff touchback minus 175, return attempt plus 145, which is still plus money, actually. I think that's a good bet. Plus money, anything plus money. Now, the thing behind that is, I don't know if anyone's talked about this during the week. I'm sure they have on other networks or whatever, but is the ball is brand new. It's a brand new ball. It gets kicked.
Yes.
It goes right in the Hall of Fame. After it's kicked, it gets handed off and goes to the Hall of Fame. That ball being new and probably not going to make it to the end zone a lot of the times. Matter of fact, 8 of the last 10 Super Bowls, it has been returns. But the tendency...
26 of 28, no touchback. 26
well,
of the last 28.
You know what? I probably can't use those other ones because the rule change was different. I think it was 5 yards difference, right? They kicked it before the rule change.
True.
10 years
True.
Ago.
Yep.
So I'll just use the last 10 years and 8 out of 10... being taken out, and I think that will continue. I'm looking for the Bengals to receive probably more than the other way, but it's probably a good bet. Anything plus money.
Anything plus money. I would agree with that. Now that it's a coin flip, I think it's properly priced, right? Because if Evan McPherson gets to kick it, it could very well go into the end zone. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. So just think about that. There, you just hit on it. It's literally a coin flip that who's going to kick the ball and – therefore, plus money is plus EV, obviously, right? You get that, so that's good. Are the books in Vegas booking that also, I think?
Yes, multiple books in Vegas. Multiple books in Vegas have that one. And it's moved. I said William Hill, it's a coin flip now at that. Okay.
You find this game, Gil, to be, it was 4.5, and I see 4.5 at Circa, 4.5 at Westgate, but yet I see 4 at the sharper books. Maybe the offshore book, Pinnacle, has 4, now 3.5 at Caesars, which shocks me, by the way. I just the public money coming in on the dog here does shock me. But then again, I thought it was priced right at 3.5 when the game came up. I was surprised it went up to 4.5. So what are you thinking? What do you feel yourself?
I guessed 4 or 4.5 when it came up. So this doesn't surprise me what it is right now. I think it's properly priced. I just don't think it's, you know, look. I do have a Bengals bet plus the 4.5, but you know, it's not a big bet. It's one of these things also where it's like, that's also the biggest, we always have to be aware of who's listening. We on this show tend to have bettors that have been doing this for a while, but if you're brand new to betting and if you're brand new to the show, that's one of the biggest sort of macro things we could say, which is, hey, just because it's the Super Bowl doesn't mean it should be your biggest bet. In fact, quite the contrary, right? It should probably be a very conservative bet because this line is as calibrated as it could possibly be. It's not a bet that leaps off there. If this was in the middle, what do we always say? If this was in the middle of a Sunday in week 14 where there's 8 or 9 other games, would you really bet this game? That's what you should be asking yourself.
Definitely a great question. That's exactly right. This game shouldn't be bet any more than any other game. A percentage of bankroll should be very minuscule on the side here. I love the word you said, calibrated. That's exactly correct. And we tend to go all in on things. Now, listen, someone like myself, I can go all in. Yes, I can go all in on a Super Bowl, six figures of prop bets, easily, mid six figures. And the reason why is I'm not going to lose in the end. I've never had a losing Super Bowl. Most sharp guys haven't. They have an ROI of whatever, 3%, 4%, 5%. I've had a double digit, 10%, 10.5% return 1 year. So I definitely expect to win. And I know that I'm not going to lose all my bets. So if I'm in, whatever amount, X amount of dollars, I know I'm not going to lose it. I can go all in on this type of a game. It's once a year. And I could do that because of all the – they can't get all the props right. Let's just face it. Yeah, there's no way that a sports book can get 500 props right, especially they put them on Sunday night, like I said, 2 full weeks before the game starts here. Even though they have big prop departments, they have a lot of traders. I don't expect them to get – I expect them to get a percentage of the 500 props wrong, even the ones in Vegas. I think that, people have different opinions and that put the props up, even though they're copying, even though a lot of the books do copy, there's no one that's in besides the Westgate Circus of the world. There's everyone else is copying the props or
Bill,
off at other places.
At the risk of annoying you, is there one more you'd like to share with everybody?
Oh, no, there's no risk. Yeah. There's no risk of annoying. Yeah, that's about it for now. Listen, I like to give out the stuff that I bet myself too. I bet this stuff myself. I don't give it out just to give it out. I bet myself and bet a lot of money on it, by the way.
You're going to be in New Jersey for this? You're going to be in New Jersey? How many Super Bowls in a row have you been in New Jersey for now?
Well, probably four. I'm actually headed up to Foxwoods. The DraftKings up there is my favorite DraftKings, actually. I was telling Avella last night. I just can't believe they have 150 kiosks there. I mean, it's so convenient to bet things and they take bets off me. And I'm just going up there because I have a lot of tickets from the cash in from the last time I was there. So I'm going to run up there for a night. But I'm probably back here in AC. It's amazing. You know what bothers me? And it bothers me about all the casinos. Sorry. Here's a rant. I don't like that the price gouging on the consumer, who especially the customers that are there betting their money every week, and now that everyone charges for seats, at least here, and I know like the Caesars brand was charging for seats. That bothers me. The regular seats I sit in every single week. Now you want to charge me $100 here? By the way, they want to charge $100 for a seat. It's not the money. It's just the idea of the customer service, and I can't even get a drink from some of these people. They don't even. I have to buy my own drinks. Now you want me to pay for a seat that I normally sit in? Screw you. Sorry.
Bill Krakenberg, everybody. Yeah, Bill.
Even in Vegas, right?
Yeah, no, it's
charged for seats.
Not a fun evolution of this.
Say that.
For sure.
It's not everywhere. Just certain ones.
Bill, I got to run. I appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Safe travels. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Thank you, guys. Have a great Super Bowl.
Bill Krakenberger, at Bill Crackman with a K. Tomorrow, we'll have some more, including Ross Tucker talking about the Super Bowl. See if we can get Dr. Bob in here, give his thoughts. He's got a bunch of Super Bowl props he'd like to give out. And then, of course, tomorrow night, 56 hours of wall-to-wall Super Bowl coverage begins with primetime action. Roxy Roxborough among the dignitaries on that one. It is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.